Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 9 questions, give you 9 answers, and then we put somebody in the hot seat. Last week, I was in the hot seat. I didn't do so good. This week, Shelby, you're in the hot seat.
We're not even to that round yet, and I thought you said you were going to come up with a different intro.
I didn't come up with a different intro because that's really hard to do.
I like the idea of like saying we're going to put somebody in the hot seat, but asking 9 questions, giving 9 answers, I think you can do better. Come on, dude.
Persevere. I'll workshop that some more.
Yeah, you didn't workshop it at all yet. So
see, the way it happens is I come up with something off the top of my head, and eventually something clicks, because that's what I did with the show last year. Mm-hmm. And eventually I came up with the intro that we liked so well.
Kind of sounds like an excuse to me, but hey, you know, whatever. That's the way you do it. I'm not gonna tell you how to host a show. You don't tell me how to edit. We're good.
Hey, I'll make up all the excuses in the world. Oh, but what do you say, Shelby? We just, you know, get right into it, ask everybody some questions, play some music, do some fun stuff.
Man, we barely even been talking. You're already starting the show.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to talk about the amazing feedback we've been getting from the first episode of season 2?
We got a little bit of feedback, some people thinking it's a pretty cool, they really like the hot seat, so I think we might have a hit on our hands.
This is a perfect opportunity for you to bring up last week's hot seat questions. I can't believe this, Tony. I'm just going to hand it to you on a silver platter.
Last week's hot seat questions were hard. I didn't like them. We actually got a bunch of feedback on the Luigi's, the question about the cover, because both of us had it wrong.
Well, we figured this out like a day or so after the show. We were like, oh wait, there's actually 7 ghosts, but like one of them looks like the background and one of them is completely underneath the letter. You just can't see unless you look at the box art without the writing on it. So
yeah,
but man, within hours of that show going live, people had figured that out. So
it was, yeah, within 2 hours, Shelby, of that show last week, we had emails about the cover. And actually, I also discovered that I think there are multiple versions of that cover.
See, I wondered about that, but I did some Googling on that, and I could not find any other covers, so I don't think they changed it for the Player's Choice version or anything like that.
You've got the one that the Wikipedia picture of the cover. My cover is actually different. It's shifted down a little bit so you can see the yellow ghost a lot more, and the one Boo is completely obscured by the U in Luigi.
See, that may be the one I have, because I thought I could see the yellow ghost more on mine, but I thought maybe it's just my imagination. But if anyone, you know, sometimes I doubt, you know, like, I wonder if we're really fact-checking these questions enough, but when people within hours are correcting me on Luigi's Mansion box art ghosts, like, okay, well, good. People out there are paying attention. But the moral of the story is,
we were both wrong.
Tony was still wrong, so yeah.
Yes. I still got 0 points for that. But let's get into this week's questions now, Shelby.
Round 1.
I came up with the questions for the music round this week.
Because I'm tired of doing it every week.
Before we started this show, you said you've got to come up with some questions for the music round sometimes.
Man, the music round got to be like the hardest round to do because I was trying to find music and it was already too hard in the first place and it just kept getting more obscure. And
so I kind of cheated this week and I went to OC Remix and just pulled some remixes of popular music, and that's what we're doing this week for the music round.
First week, you're already cheating.
So question 1, we're going to play a piece of music right now. So, there you go. That is some music from one of the best puzzle games ever made.
You know, even though I got the answer right here, I don't hear it. I can't.
You don't, really?
I don't get this song. I mean, I get the title. You know, looking at the title, I can figure out what it's supposed to be a remix of, but I don't hear it.
See, I hear that immediately. That's my wife's favorite music from Dr. Mario. I prefer the fever theme to the chill theme.
Well, yeah, I do too, and that's why it opens the Yogi Cast now.
But hey, we did give away the answer. The answer is Dr. Mario. That is the Burning Up remix of the chill music by DJ Red Light. I really like that version. I like the Fever's theme much better than the chill theme, but that's a really cool remix of that song.
Yeah, they're both great songs, but I'll have to listen to them. I haven't been able to pick it out. You know, I was specifically trying before the show to try to figure out what that was. I just couldn't pick it out.
And even though I love playing that game, to this day I am still nowhere near as good as my wife is at that game. She plays it on high, and she can play that thing forever. It's insane watching her play that game, and I play it on the slowest speed. I start at, you know, level zero and work my way up so that I'm slowly building up the speed, and I'm just, it's a lot of fun, but I'm really bad at the game.
Well, that's not the only thing you're bad at, but, you know.
You just had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was kind of mean, and I kind of feel bad about it now. A little bad.
You say that every time, too. I don't think you really feel bad about any of that.
You know, honestly, I kind of maybe do.
So, question two, we're going to play a piece of music right now. Pretty jazzy little remix there.
It's a little jazzy remix. Definitely got a walking bass line. I'm a fan of that. That's pretty good.
Most people might recognize these characters from Super Smash Brothers.
I'm going to say that the song probably more people are going to pick out from Smash Brothers than they would from, you know, the game that it is from.
And we're speaking of Ice Climbers.
Ice Climber.
Ice Climber. That's right. Not Ice Climbers.
Yep.
Sorry. Which was an Ambassador game. So I do own that. I have played it.
Yeah, there's not much to that game.
You pretty much just climb.
You go up and you try to hit the pterodactyl with a hammer, you know?
Every once in a while, avoid a polar bear.
Yeah, polar bears, they're a threat. They're white. They just blend in, you know?
They're sneaky.
They want to eat you.
I actually think that would be one of those games I would like to see an update for, like, the 3DS eShop or maybe the Wii U eShop and, you know, bring that up to, you know, a modern type game. Some of the controls are a little weird in the NES version, but I think that would be something that's one of those fun little time wasters that you play every once in a while.
Well, Ice Climber and Gyromite both are due for, you know, kind of a revitalization. They did it with Kid Icarus finally, so I think they're probably going to bust something out. Maybe we'll see something here at E3. I'm really thinking that Gyromite would be perfect for like a downloadable thing where they could just give you a few levels here and there. And Ice Climber would probably work pretty well too. So let's hope they do something with that.
How do you do Gyromite without a Rob?
I told you, dude. Have Rob on the Wii U controller. Have virtual Rob.
I get you could do, you know, little tiny Rob figures or something with the near field communication on the Wii U controller.
Yeah, I mean you can play Gyromite with two people. You don't have to have a Rob. You know, I've never played Gyromite with a Rob. Sad to say.
Micah probably has though. Wait, his doesn't work, does it?
I don't know. I need to get a Rob. I need to ask my cousin if he still has his.
I know not too long ago Gaz sent us some pictures. He's rebuilding one.
He's building his own Rob, yeah. He's like making one from scratch. It's gonna be sentient, it's gonna take over the world. Rob is going to be the downfall of humanity. Good job,
Gaz.
Would not
surprise me. That's what he's really doing over there in England.
And take over the world, Sky Rob.
Building an army of Robs. So, all right, and last is question three. We're going to play a piece of music right now. That is some ominous space music.
It doesn't sound like space music to me. That sounds like Scary Mansion music.
Yeah, it does, but it's not from Luigi's Mansion. You'd think I would try to sneak in some Luigi's Mansion music in there somewhere, but it's not.
You sure you didn't?
I am 100% sure.
I'm looking at this. You could have changed this file name. I don't really know here.
I did not do that. This is from a game that I have played exactly 47 minutes of.
Apparently that's how long it took you to beat it.
It took me 47 minutes to beat Star Fox 64 on the 3DS. On the 3DS. And then I immediately took it back to the store because I thought it was the... I was not happy with a 47-minute game.
Well, there's multiple paths, dude. Yeah. That's just it.
But I didn't want to go down all the multiple paths. I said, that's it. So I was like, whatever. Back to the store with you.
You are a bad person.
I am not a bad person.
Yes, you are. You finally find a game you can beat and you take it back to the store. What is with
you? I have beat lots of games. Thank you very much.
Who's a bad person? I think I'm the bad person here.
I've beaten the original Super Mario Brothers 3 times this week.
I beat it 3 times in a row like a long time ago, and that was it. DZ Composer was who that was for, and Maze Dude was the Ice Climbers remix. I don't know if we said that.
No, I don't think we did. Now, that remix is called V to the X Power. It's a remix of Sector X from Star Fox 64. All right, let's move on. Round 2, Shelby.
Round 2!
Round 2 this week. All right. You know what? You know what's awesome, Tony?
Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream is awesome.
Oh, gosh. What? Every time? Do you always have to bring that up? I was thinking about making cookies the other day, and I got grossed out thinking Tony would just eat the dough, and I just didn't do it. Good job.
Sorry. I've ruined chocolate chip cookies for you.
Man, you just ruined my day. I was getting ready to talk about how awesome it would be to be on the moon, and you have to go and mess it up with chocolate chip cookies. But no, chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream is not awesome. On the moon is awesome. The moon itself. Being on the moon, being up there. So I wrote some questions here about being on the moon. Question 4. Many were turned off by this recent Capcom release because it was so brief. But none of that matters when you fight on the moon! I'm going to say on the moon like that every question, so that's going to be the theme here.
That is the theme, on the moon.
On the moon is the theme.
You fight on the moon in DuckTales.
You do fight on the moon in DuckTales. I almost wrote a DuckTales question, but this is not that question. Capcom did make that game, but it was not recent.
That's true, it was not recent.
I realize recent is a relative term here, but... No,
back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s, not so recent. We're in the 24th century or something at this point, right?
Something like that.
I don't know. Something like that. But you don't have multiple arms in DuckTales either.
Sure, you have two wings.
But for Asura's Wrath, you do have multiple arms when you fight on the moon.
And you, like, shove someone through the moon.
Do you? I need to play this game. I just didn't want to pay $60 for it because it was only, like, 4 hours long or something.
You could probably get it pretty cheap now.
Yeah, probably. I need to pick that up. I don't have time to play games, dude. I still haven't finished Uprising.
Well, if nothing else, go play the demo, because it gives you a really good idea of what the game is.
Oh, I don't... I already know I want to play it from just watching this moon fight, but I just haven't had time to get around to it, so... All right, moving on. Question 5. The developers of this title described it as NASCAR meets NASA, because you race cars... Wait for it. On the moon! You were just talking about cars on the moon a second ago, dude.
I was. See, maybe the astronauts were, thinking NASCAR, the moon, perfect combination.
And from what I've seen in this game, all the cars do look like lunar landers, or lunar rovers, rather, so...
I guess that would make sense.
I really want to play this game now. I didn't know about it until I was writing these questions, but apparently it's like PC and arcades only, so sad face.
But, racing lunar rovers would be the slowest race in the world.
Yep, and you would race lunar rovers in... What, lace? Race... Race Lunar Rovers. That's hard to say. In Lunar Racing Championship, as the name of this game. NASCAR meets NASA. That's a pretty good tagline there, rather.
Neil Armstrong is the Lunar Racing Champion.
Is he? How does he do that? Just because he got there first?
Yep.
Well, him and Buzz Aldrin technically landed at the same time. He just walked on it first by like a couple hours, but I guess that's all it takes.
That's it.
If you win a NASCAR race by a couple hours, you're doing something right.
Yes. If you win a NASCAR race by 2 hours, you're the only one still on the track.
That'd be... How would... If you're only still on the track, how does anyone else finish?
That's a good point.
Question 6. This DS exclusive first person shooter was developed by Renegade Kid and has you shooting extraterrestrials on the moon!
Metroid Prime Hunters.
It is an exclusive first person shooter for the DS, but you're not on the moon. You're just on planets.
In true, the and it was not cluster. Developed by Renegade Kid.
Was not. You know, the moon is not in the Alembic Cluster. Alembic Cluster. A-L-I-M-B-I-C, however the crap you say that. Alembic Cluster. Yeah, that's where ultimate power lies. But that is not where you fight on the moon. For the game called Moon.
Moon.
Moon. Pretty easy.
I've actually heard a lot of people say this is a really good first-person shooter.
Yeah, I heard it was really atmospheric, which, oddly enough, since it happens on the moon, atmosphere on the moon.
There is no atmosphere on the moon.
But you know what's more awesome than the moon, Tony?
Ooh. You want me to say it?
Oh, wait, I asked you that question before and you said chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
That's right.
No, not at all. That's just okay. Gross. Disgusting.
You're wrong, sir.
All right. But no, Superman is more awesome than the moon.
That is true. Superman, has he been? He's been to the moon, hasn't he?
He can go to the moon whenever he wants. And so round 3 is going to be all about Superman questions.
Round 3.
Now, what category I like to call tall buildings? No problem. You know, because he can jump them. If he can jump to the moon, he can jump a tall building. No, don't even think about it, dude. All right, question 7. This Xbox exclusive title was written by veteran DC writer Scott Peterson and sees Superman battling against Brainiac 13.
I can tell you I have never played this game.
I have never played it either, but dang it, if comic books have some weird stories sometimes, dude. Okay, so Brainiac puts like a virus in LexCorp's Y2K proofing system in their software.
Okay.
And instead of like fixing, like doing Brainiac's evil scheme where he can take over LexCorp's computer, it basically creates some sort of time shift thing where Brainiac 13 from the 64th century comes back and takes over Metropolis. What?
That is just weird.
Comics! This is the only way you're gonna get away with that. But we are speaking of Superman the Man of Steel, an Xbox exclusive title. So, as it said in the question, Brainiac 13.
He is a man of steel.
He is a man of steel, and, you know, Brainiac 13 and the 60 computer virus makes a rip in time. Whatever, comics.
Yeah, only in a comic book can that happen.
Yeah, no good. Question 8. In this Superman title, you fight against Doomsday and live out one of the most epic battles in comic history.
Superman versus the Mayans.
That would be a short comic. What would they do? Throw pyramids at him? They can't lift pyramids. Superman don't like to lift up pyramids.
The Hulk might be able to.
I don't know, maybe. Superman fought the Hulk in that whole DC Marvel crossover. He won, so that fight's been decided.
I guess you're right.
Superman is stronger than Hulk, but Superman apparently is equally as strong as Doomsday. So the comic would have us believe. And a little thing I worked in there. Live out one of the most epic battles in comic history. Live out.
Because Superman died.
Superman died fighting Doomsday in the death and return of Superman. Superman died, dude!
Yeah, but you never die forever in a comic.
Well, he came back, but he was kind of crazy for a while, but
I think every superhero at some point has died and come back.
If you want to consider every crossover, then yeah, I think they've probably all died at some point. It's a good point. Alright, question 9. Superman is susceptible to magic, and no game proves that more than this fighting game crossover with deadly fighters. No, Superman was not ever in Tiny Toon Adventures. If you get that reference, come on, you get it?
Dodo.
Wacky Land, that's what it was. Yeah, Wacky Land from Tiny Toon Adventures starring Superman. There you go, you got it, good job.
That would be a great game.
Man, Wacky Land was my favorite part of Tiny Toons, but they so rarely went there.
And that was it. I liked that show. That was a good show.
I like Tiny Toons too. I mean, Wacky Land was the highlight.
I don't remember Wacky Land right off the top of my head.
What?
I don't. I remember the little green dodo thing with the purple like fountain on his head or something.
His name was Go-Go. Go-Go Dodo. Yes.
And, you know.
Yoto, Dizzy, Yoto.
Dizzy Devil. Plucky Duck.
And Scorpion. Wait, what?
No, well, he's not in that, no.
But he is in Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
He'd be in, like, the M-rated version of Tiny Toons.
You ever played MK versus DC?
No, I'm not a big Mortal Kombat fan, so I generally stay away from those games.
It's pretty good. It's pretty fun. It's cool the way they work the characters. And unfortunately, it was a T-rated MK game, so I think that kind of turned off a lot of people. But we did a go around to this. That's a pretty good one. Go watch that. I don't know how the heck Josh beats me with Flash and on Katana. He had no health at all. No health.
He's good at fighting games.
I was freaking out. He is real good at fighting games. He's pretty good at MK as well. So,
but Shelby, that is the end of round three. So that means it is time for the hot seat.
Round four.
I was in the hot seat last week. You're in the hot seat this week, Shelby.
It's heating up in here. Getting hot.
Are you feeling the heat?
I'm feeling the heat. I'm kind of... You're gunning for me, too, after last week, so I don't know what to expect here. I thought about maybe trying to kind of read up on some Persona stuff, but that kind of felt like cheating, so I didn't. I'm just walking in cold. This is just all knowledge I got in my head, so...
Hey, you know what makes it even worse is last week, I did read a bunch of stuff about Luigi's Mansion. I went back and played a huge portion of the game last week.
What? You didn't tell me this? I could have been studying. Jeez. Like a test I was not prepared for. All right, fine. Bring it on.
All right, your category is Persona 4.
Not Metroid, which I'm sure a lot of people were expecting. That'll come, but I didn't want to use Metroid my first time. I thought Persona 4 would be a good wide thing. There's a lot of stuff going on. It'd be easy to pull some good questions from. So
yeah. So, and I did, just like you did, I think this is probably going to be the way we do the hot seat with people, is I did an easy, a medium, and a hard question.
That works out.
So let's get right to it, Shelby. Your first hot seat question. Igor is the name of the man in the Velvet Room that will assist the player during the game. What is the name of his assistant?
So Velvet Room, you know, is like playing the music. You like that?
Dude with a big long nose.
He does have a big long nose, like bug eyes too, and he talks like this. Welcome to the Velvet Room. I have summoned you here. Don't worry, you're fast asleep in the real world.
That is a good Igor voice.
That's not bad. I think maybe you can workshop that a little bit. It'd be pretty good, but... The character, Tony, you were speaking of, called Margaret.
Margaret, you are correct, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, she's actually a pretty funny character, and kind of, that game came out in 2008. I think I'm out of spoiler territory at this point. You end up fighting her. She's the ultra super secret final boss, so.
Really?
Yeah, and you discover that she's actually Elizabeth's sister, who was the female from, not the female, the Velvet Room assistant for Persona 3, so...
You are off to a much better start than I was last week.
Well, that was the easy question, though, so we'll see where it goes from here. Because there could be some really hard stuff when we get to the last question. But
we'll see. So, question two. With the exception of the epilogue, the game takes place between two specific dates. What are those dates?
Oh, wow. Oh, geez. Okay. Two specific dates. Wait, with the epilogue.
Not counting the epilogue.
Not counting the epilogue, huh?
Not counting the epilogue.
What's the epilogue? Because that happens on the last day.
I saw there's a different date that some of this takes place after the rest of the main part of the game.
Interesting. Well, the first day of the game, I believe, is April 11th, 2011?
You are correct.
And the game is supposed to take place over a year... But if I'm remembering correctly, the last date is March 3rd, 2012.
No. That is what the epilogue takes place. The information that I saw says that the game ends on December 25th.
I guess that's when you fight the quote-unquote next to final boss?
I think so.
Huh.
That sounds correct. But, you know, I have never played the game. I am just going off of information I found. In some research.
I don't know about that, because there's a specific event that happens on Christmas Day. We'll have to look into that. But I got the April 11th thing, so...
You did. You got the April 11th.
I mean, I got the starting and end date of the game, so I believe I got the spirit of that question correct, whether or not...
I think so.
What you're asking for there, so... I think I'm doing pretty good.
I do believe you had the epilogue date correct.
Yeah, I'd say that counts.
We'll look into that after the
show. We'll do that. I'm sure people listening to this have already figured it out because they fact-checked this stuff instantly.
15 minutes after the show, I will have something saying I am wrong. So, all right,
here comes the hard one.
Your last hot seat question. During the final battle with Amino Sagiri, he uses three powers at differing points of health. When he is at 75% of his health, he uses Nebula Oculus.
Yeah.
When he's near death, he uses Quake. What power does he use when he reaches 50% of his health?
Oh, wow. Holy cow, that's a hard question. Oh, jeez. I couldn't even name you what Nebulous Octopus was, and that was the one I was thinking of. Okay. Heck if I remember the name of the power, but it's probably one where he puts fog out around himself and you can't hit him for a while.
You're on the right track.
Is that the description? Does that match what you're looking for?
That does match the description.
I gotta give you the name of the attack, though, huh? Dude, I have no idea what it's called. It's Foggy. He just puts out fog. Fog of Deception. I don't know.
You're close. It's Bewildering Fog.
Bewildering Fog. Fog of Deception, Bewildering Fog. I say that's worth half a point.
I'll give you half a point.
All right, there we go.
So you got 2.5 points, I think.
If I'd have thought about it long enough, maybe I could have remembered Bewildering Fog, because I do remember that it says that now when he does an attack. But heck if I would ever thought of it if you wouldn't have said it.
I was hoping I'd get you with that last one.
That was a pretty rough question, dude. I remember he put out fog, but heck if I remember what it was called.
You did considerably better than I did.
I'd say I got 2.5 points out of that. I don't know. We'll have to do some looking into that second question, but
yes, 2.5 points, possibly 3 points. We'll check and we'll see.
I'll take 2.5. I'll take a half point for that last one. I did not get the name specifically, so I say a half point is enough for me there. As long as I got more than you, which was zero. So
you did get more than me.
I was really wondering what you were gonna bust out to. I was like, oh, he's gonna ask me like what personas it takes to do some of the multiple persona fusions or something.
I was gonna be like, how many personas are there in the game possible? I thought about that. I was like, I could never really find a firm answer.
I was like, okay, you have to use four persona to make Neko Shogun. Which four are they? Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I was not gonna go that into some hard difficulty there. You did very well, Shelby.
I feel pretty good, yeah.
I was not really able to stump you.
I don't know what the big deal is with this hot seat, dude. It's just, just kind of maybe a slightly warm seat or something, but
You know a lot about Persona, I went with that last boss because I know you had a lot of trouble with him. So I thought that would have been something you had heard a lot, but maybe you didn't actually remember the names.
Yeah, I remember the fight, but yeah, I didn't remember the name of any of those attacks. I just remember what he does, so.
Good job, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Those are some good questions, too. If I wasn't such a Personaphile there, I would have probably been stumped, but never going to happen.
Alrighty. Shelby, there will be no hot seat next week.
What?
No hot seat next week.
That's the best part of the show.
You want to know why there's going to be no hot seat next week?
You're just in on the hot seat because I totally just crushed it, aren't you?
That's right. I am done. No more hot seat ever. No, actually, there's no hot seat next week because we are going to do our first prize round.
Oh, boy.
And the prize round will be very similar to what you experienced last season. We're going to ask you 5 questions next week, and you'll have 2 weeks to get us the answers.
There you go.
And then after those 2 weeks, we will reveal, who won. And just like before, every correct answer you get correct will be one entry into the drawing for the prize.
Okay. Sounds pretty cool.
Should we announce the prize now?
Yeah, go ahead and tell the people what they can expect.
All right. Next week, we will be giving away a copy of the soundtrack to Resident Evil Revelations.
Ooh, Revelations?
Revelations.
Is everything spelled correct on the soundtrack?
Maybe. No, actually.
There you go. It's a rare collector's item, so there you go, folks.
And it is still sealed. It has never been listened to before.
Ooh.
So, and some of it's in Japanese, because it is the Japanese release of the soundtrack.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good prize. I want that.
But you still have the opportunity, if you want, to tell us that you want to participate in the hot seat. And if you want to do that, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com and tell us that you want to be on the hot seat. All you need is Skype and a microphone and a little bit of knowledge. But when you do send us that email, tell us what category you want to be quizzed on. It can be anything video game related, specific character, specific game like Persona 4, can be a genre like first-person shooter or real-time strategy, something like that. Just as long as it's video game related, it's fair game. With that being said, Shelby, show's over.
Another show in the books. I am currently the leader in hot seatness.
Maybe we should keep track of the points.
I don't know. Maybe we should. Maybe we make it a contest between us and just be us competing against each other.
It's not like we compete for points on any other part of the site.
Yeah, this points thing's getting out of hand.
Oh, but another good show. And you guys out there, let us know what you think of this new format. Tell us if you like it. Tell us if you don't like it. Send us some questions, because you now have the ability to do that. Send those to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. And we will ask them on the show. But with that being said, Shelby, it's time to go.